Oasis Audio presents The Hurricane Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1, Hurricanes and Pirates.
Do you think we'll see any pirates?
Asked Benny Alden. He pressed his face against the window of the taxi and peered out at the drawbridge that was raised in front of them.
Oh, Benny,
said his sister Jessie. She was 12, 6 years older than Benny.
Of course not. No pirates live in Charleston.
Where do they live?
Asked Benny. A fishing boat, hung with nets, slid through the narrow channel of marshy water beneath the bridge. The drawbridge began to close.
Pirates lived a long, long time ago, Benny, said 14-year-old Henry Alden. There are no pirates now.
Benny looked disappointed. He said stubbornly,
I'm going to be a pirate when I grow up anyway. I'll have a big ship, and Watch and I will make people walk the plank.
The other Aldens laughed at that. Watch Alden, a small black-and-white terrier curled up on Henry's lap, barked. Then 10-year-old Violet, always gentle and kind, said,
Benny, you wouldn't make anybody really walk the plank, would you?
Maybe not,
said Benny.
I guess I can't be a real pirate after all, but I still wish I could see one.
Suddenly, the taxi driver spoke.
And even if you don't see any pirates, young man, you might see a pirate's treasure.
Benny bounced up and down in excitement.
Really?
You never know, said the cab driver. After all, the legends and stories all say that pirates used to stop on Sullivan's Island. The famous writer Edgar Allan Poe even wrote a story about finding pirate gold buried there. The library on Sullivan's Island is named after him, the Edgar Allan Poe Library.
After the drawbridge closed, they crossed the bridge to Sullivan's Island, a small island off the coast of Charleston, South Carolina. The Alden children and their grandfather were on their way to visit Mrs. Ellen Ashley, who lived in one of the big old houses on the island. A hurricane had recently blown through Charleston and right across Sullivan's Island. Benny forgot about pirates when he saw what the hurricane had done.
How fast does the wind from a hurricane blow?
Asked Benny, staring at a house that had no roof at all.
Hurricanes are the strongest of all the storms, answered Grandfather Alden. The winds can blow 150 miles an hour or more.
It blew the water from the ocean right across this island, said the cab driver. It filled all the houses with water and mud.
Look at that boat, exclaimed Jessie.
The hurricane had left a boat behind in the middle of the island, right in the center of the road.
Yep,
said the cab driver, carefully driving his car around the boat.
This was one of the worst hurricanes yet. It blew whole houses away, cars and boats too. But we'll rebuild. We've never let a hurricane defeat us yet.
He pulled the cab to a stop in front of a large two-story silvery gray house with a wide front porch. Instead of corners at each end, it had round rooms on both the first and second floor, like towers. Shutters framed the windows. Some of them were closed with boards nailed across them. Railings were missing from the porch. A tree had fallen in the yard. Boards had been ripped from the porch itself, and there were no front steps. But someone had already been cleaning up. A pile of branches was heaped neatly in one side of the yard.
Oh, dear, said Violet. Did the hurricane do all that?
Don't worry, Violet, we can fix it, said Henry confidently.
Yes, agreed Jessie. After all, that's why we're here, to help Mrs. Ashley fix her house.
Good luck,
said the cab driver as the Aldens got out of the cab. He winked at Benny.
And good luck finding that pirate's treasure, he added.
Just then, a tall, graceful woman with short black and silver hair came hurrying out of the house. She stepped carefully off the front porch and held out her hands as she walked up to them.
James Alden, she said. I'm so glad to see you. I'm so glad to see all of you.
She hugged Mr. Alden and all of the Aldens, even Watch. Then she led the way back to the house.
Watch your step, she said when they reached the front porch. The hurricane blew our front steps away. I imagine they're at the bottom of the ocean now.
Suddenly, Benny started to laugh.
It's just like the step for our boxcar.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?